afternoon. You're with Planet FM and this is Musings. My name is Noel.
And I'm Mimi.
On Musings, we give you music to listen to and something to muse about. So what are we going to be musing about today?
Today we investigate the question, what is excellence? Much has been written about the attainment of success. The drive to succeed is mostly reflected in and focused on outcomes, whereas the pursuit of excellence is another matter. While the push to be successful is fostered in society, and that is not to say that it's a bad thing, the search for excellence has a different quality, and this is what we will explore on this occasion. What is this pursuit of excellence, and what does it entail? Most people are striving towards something. This could be saving enough money to buy one's first home, or succeeding in a career that requires much time, effort, and money to build for oneself. Succeeding in life may be aligned with a pursuit of excellence, but this is not always the case. The search for excellence means being a certain kind of person, and this is not related necessarily to outcomes. The person of quality realizes that there is indeed something beyond success, and this something is excellence. Excellence embraces many kinds of achievement on many levels, and the development of character is central to this process. Character requires you to have a set of principles, the strength of your convictions, and the courage to follow your inner promptings. In the words of Shakespeare, "To thine own self be true, and it must follow as the night, the day. Thou canst not then be false to any man." Some people are distracted from their search to develop personal qualities by skepticism or doubt. They may say to themselves, "Why should I do any more work than is necessary to get a pass mark or a better rate of pay?" People are not always encouraged or moved to seek excellence, preferring to take the easy way out of situations. However, all satisfying human experience is related to action of some kind, and the nature of this action requires that one develop values that elevate life, thus providing a greater, more fulfilling experience. Your values are personal and are not to be measured by a yardstick common to all humanity. In applying your own set of values to conditions in your life, you learn to discern and make more informed choices. So when making any significant decisions in life, ask yourself this: what is of paramount importance to me? In doing so, think about what is important right now, as well as what is important to you in the long run. Among the qualities or characteristics needed by the person who is motivated by a search for excellence, we find a broad view of life, curiosity, courage, self-discipline, and enthusiasm. Let us take a closer look at some of these attributes in the context of excellence. Maintaining a broader view of things and an open mind, you will develop depth of judgment, the ability to discern, to hold ideas in mind in a balanced way, and the understanding needed to tackle challenges. A healthy degree of curiosity helps you to look below the surface of things. It is curiosity that has led many scientific advances. In fact, through the influence of curiosity, humanity has risen to a high level of philosophy and understanding of the meaning of life. Now, with regards to self-discipline, we have the words of Tolstoy which point to the necessity for self-control and self-direction. There never has been and cannot be a good life without self-control. Self-control in the context of pursuing excellence relates to self-mastery. It enables you to say yes and also no when needed, never prompted by blind obedience, but with the assurance derived from a conscious evaluation of what is truly important. Enthusiasm means having interest, zeal, and a strong desire to manifest your highest ideals. Importantly, enthusiasm can provide the perseverance that overcomes impediments. One such obstacle is resistance to change. We must develop a sense of the pulse beat of this changing life. We need to observe what is going on in and around us and filter everything through a layer of common sense so as to decide in what direction we should move or alter our course wherever necessary. Ultimately, quality and excellence must be inspired by people who expect high performance of themselves and others. The research scientist does not expect that every hypothesis set forth will prove out. But there is a certain satisfaction in making an effort, in trying, even if we do not succeed perfectly. As Robert Browning put it, what I aspired to be and was not comforts me. So develop a vision and hold this in mind for yourself as you strive to do the best you can.
The search for understanding never ends, because there is always more to know. We hope our thoughts act as fuel in this regard. Keep listening. We'll be back next week.
Audio on planetaudio.org.nz.
Tired, worn out or broken? Matthew chapter 11 verse 28. Come to me all of you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Hear the message of the gospel, the message of hope, the message of peace. Catch us live every Saturday from 6:05 to 6:35 a.m. on 104.6 FM, or you can listen to us online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on planetaudio.org.nz/I am not ashamed of the gospel.
Loving Auckland, our diverse city.
I was living close to the Mangere Bridge mountain. And going to the mountain, it gave me a sense of where I come from in southern Sudan. And it gave me a sense of seeing the Nile and water and all the...
I see all these things like beautiful flowers that I see back in the island.
Fruits and vegetables.
You can touch the roots of the country and the history.
I like and love Auckland because it's very green and it's very natural. I live here for...